Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Iowa Computer Repair. Keeping your business running, iowacomputerrepair.com. And the Strudel House at Austrian Restaurant and Bakery, the taste of Europe in Des Moines, strudelhouse.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. He is an educator and a special news editor for KNIA and KRLS, Knoxville and Pella, Iowa. Our guest is Dr. Bob Leonard. And we're not talking about news necessarily or radio, but we sort of are in the space of nonprofits. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Bob. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you, Michael. Glad to be here.
This is an interesting thing that you've done. I understand you're quite an author. You've written a book, and it was turned into a play over at Central College. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you've now finished another piece of work that has some good news, perhaps, for nonprofits. What'd you do?
Well, over the years, I've worked in radio news for 10 years now, and I'm an anthropologist, and I used to teach. And I've also served on a number of nonprofit boards, and I've recognized that sometimes there's a disconnect, that our nonprofits do great work, and news wants to tell great stories. I know you're all about great stories, Michael. And sometimes nonprofits don't know how to tell their great stories. And so I wrote a little guide for them. It's called Sticky and Easy, a guide to getting your nonprofit in the news.
There you go. It's called Sticky and Easy. And why is it called Sticky and Easy?
Well, because it's all about strategies and tactics to tell your great stories in the news. And so I just lay it out. It's an 80, 90-page book that's available on Amazon. But it's just to help guide you through the process. And if you're nonprofit, people have these great big
great
hearts.
Missions, great things going on. Everybody's excited about that, but they have very little money to spend on marketing.
That's right. And so, you know, all of us try to do it. I know that try to help them. I know you have nonprofit people here all the time. Nonprofits really help make our societies
Absolutely.
Work. And, you know, they do all kinds of great causes, building libraries, arts organizations, saving children's lives. And a lot of them, I mean, they don't have any PR training. They don't know how to do it. Sometimes they're just the best writer in the organization. Sometimes the duty falls on them, especially the smaller nonprofits. And so I write a lot of things, but this is the first thing I ever felt compelled to write. It's just I've served on boards of nonprofits and recognized that sometimes even a board I was on, we weren't telling our stories
right.
very well.
Right.
And so one of the things is it's a guide to telling the stories that are sticky, which are the ones that we go home and tell other people about when we go home and tell our friends and family, hey, this happened at the nonprofit or at work today or whatever, and then how to make it easy for the news person, for people like you and I, to help them tell their stories.
Yeah, it is Sticky and Easy, a new book by Dr. Bob Leonard. We're talking about helping nonprofits, perhaps your nonprofit, perhaps you're on the board of a nonprofit and you're a bit frustrated by the fact that you just can't seem to get the attention of the media. How do you go about that? What are the tricks of the trade, so to speak, and how do you tell a good story to the media? And there are tricks to the trade, aren't there?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of them. And one of the best things that you need to do is know your news media that are out there. Know them. You know, ideally know what their show is about. Know them personally. Know what they like. Do they do something in the hard or soft news side of things? Most of the time, it's going to be a soft news kind of thing. You're not going to get the drive time
right.
kinds of news, but you're going to get the other kinds of programs.
You might get a noon thing mm-hmm. on TV, or you might get on the Business News Hour, or you never know. But it's how you pitch. That's how you put it together, how you pitch it. Because from my days in television and in radio back in the dark ages, Marconi was a personal friend. You know, things have changed in the newsrooms across this country, and news media individuals, news people, are now required to find their own stories.
Well,
that's
absolutely
different.
And one of the things that people don't realize is that you tell me a good story, it's a gift. if somebody comes in to you, Michael, with a good, with a great story, that is a gift. And then you return the gift. You have a piece of what we call the news hole. You've got your program. And so we bring you a gift of a, hopefully a great story. And then you give us a gift of exposure. And it's all built upon relationships and storytelling. And not everybody recognizes what's a good story. And so that's why I try to make it simple. If you're telling it to other people, it's probably something some news person somewhere is interested in.
Yeah, and you said several magic things there. You said keep it simple. That's one of the things I think that so many people that aren't experienced in the news profession, they get all wrapped up with all the details about whatever the story is about and fail to get a good lead and then get mired in all the weeds. And that will all come. But you just have to start out a little more slowly and tell a good story.
Well, and sometimes it begins as something as simple as a good subject line in an email.
A good subject line in the email and something that's topical. Something. And you also said something else. Dr. Bob Leonard is our guest. We're talking about helping nonprofits get in front of the media. You said another very important thing, and that is know who these reporters are.
Absolutely.
Know what they do, who they are, and build that relationship.
You have a connection. It's like you and I have met over the years at the Iowa Broadcast News Association meetings. There's no reason I thought that you would remember me, but I introduced it, my email to you. Hey, Michael, we met at the Iowa Broadcast News Association.
Right.
I established a connection, and evidently it worked.
Yeah, it did work because you're here. But I have a real soft spot in my heart for nonprofits. I worked for 10 years for the state's largest continuing care retirement community and the nonprofit world. And I've also, as you, served on boards and commissions and those kinds of things. And it is a bit frustrating when you've got a great story to tell, but nobody's willing to either listen to it or you can't quite tell it in the right way.
Well, right. And that's what the book is supposed to do, help you tell it the right way, help you build the connection. And one of the things is that Des Moines and virtually every town in Iowa, it's a small town.
Yes, it is.
And you can get to the news people. You know, if your pitch doesn't work, why not follow up and say, what did I do wrong? What's wrong with my story? Is there somebody else that you could direct me to that might be interested? And it's the kind of a dialogue that you can establish as a nonprofit rather than just throwing up your hands. Well, I sent
that
out an
work.
Email.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Oh, well.
And you know, it's interesting. And we have another thing in common. Bob, is I have just, and I've been working on this since maybe July or so, and I can't even remember the title of the speech, but I do presentations across the United States on various business-related topics. And this has to do with media and business, telling your story to the media. So it's a presentation that I've just been working on. And so when I got your note, I said, hey, wow, we're kind of in the same ballgame on this thing. You're in the nonprofit side. Nonprofit as well. But it's interesting hearing you talk about what it is, how similar our ideas are.
Well, absolutely. Some of the things that businesses do, they have great stories. I don't know a business that somewhere deep down, no matter how dull it might sound, has a great story.
Yep.
Behind it. And one of the things that your news person can do is help you find that great story. There's some, and it's got, you want to appeal to emotion. Somehow you've got to make people feel, and that's what you do. And I love radio. I'm a radio guy.
Yeah.
And radio does that very well.
It does do that very well. And you said something else just a moment ago, and I want to amplify this just a bit. You know, don't give up. If you pitch whatever your news story is once, you send out the email and you don't follow up, and that's one of the most important things to do. If you have some kind of a relationship with these reporters out there, you know what they cover, you know, you've done your homework, in other words. Don't just send one email and follow it up with an email. Pick up the phone and call them. And then you have that human interaction, which is so important.
Right. The phone is great. An email is something to start with
right.
A good subject line, a great story. I get about, I don't know how many emails you get a day, Michael, but
can't believe it.
I get maybe 100.
Yeah.
And a lot of them I don't even open. The subject line tells me sometimes I'm not interested because they aren't telling me, you know, a good story. They need to hook me quick, or I can go on to somebody else.
Yeah, hook me quick. It's so important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got, and every newspaper writer, mm-hmm. and I would suspect some of the great radio people know how to push that headline and make it interesting. I mean, one of the best in the world was Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey would get on every single day. And when that voice came on and his lead up into each story was captivating, he was a master at it.
Well, I grew up with him, too. You couldn't turn away. There's no way you can turn Paul Harvey off.
No. And so how do you, as a nonprofit, how do you go about building these blocks, if you will, to get your story out in front of the media? Because you do have a good story to tell. How can people get your book?
Well, you can go to Amazon.com, and it's under Robert Leonard. Robert Leonard, Sticky and Easy, A Guide to Getting Your Nonprofit in the News Media. It's that easy.
Yeah, all right. And what are you doing in town from Pella?
I grew up, went to Johnston, went to UNI, then went to grad school at the University of Washington, and came back to be closer to my family after being gone for a long time. But no, and I came back to, you know, to the area when Iowa and Des Moines and just rocking. It's just a great place to be again.
And the funny thing about this is, to prove, ladies and gentlemen, how small a world this is, the moment that Dr. Bob walked into the studio, he met face to face with a former student of his and a former compadre of his. Tyler Hackenmiller, our producer. Small world.
Well, absolutely. And I tell you that my kids love listening to Tyler and his radio program.
See?
Yep. They've got me hooked on him, too.
You got fans.
Yep.
The Hack.
Does.
Yeah. DJ T-Hack is who he is. Well, thank you so much, Bob, for coming in and talking about this. We will have links on the radio blog to all of this information. And I think it's just a great idea. And hopefully our message to these nonprofits will be received, and then they'll get the book, and then they'll maybe get some media.
Well, thank you.
All right. Bob Leonard, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have my glasses on, K-N-I-A?
K-R-L-S.
And K-R-L-S. You got to have glasses on, Bob, to do this kind of thing. Oh, vanity, thy name is Michael. Thank you so much for coming in. Dr. Bob Leonard, ladies and gentlemen, we will have links to all of that on the radio blog. All right, we've got to take a break and see what happened today on Wall Street. That is coming up next. And then we're going to be talking about walkability. What is the economic impact of walkability on a place like Des Moines or any place in the United States? That story coming up this half hour.
May the good Lord be with you.